today's episode. I've done that thing again when I forget, but it's the 13th of the 3rd. I'm actually recording this in the morning of the day that I post it, which is really, really uncommon for me. I am normally I'm normally scheduled like nobody's business. However, it's just been one of those weeks where I've just not had that opportunity. So it's episode number 92. 92. And today we are going to be talking about victim versus victor, the choice that changes everything. So I want to welcome you. I am Donna. And I want to talk about this particular subject because it can really change the trajectory of your life. The difference between a victim mindset and a victor mindset, and why this choice is absolutely key for your transformation and change. Now, before we dive in, excuse me, I want you to know this. Choosing a victor mindset doesn't mean that life is easy. And it's really, really important to point that out. In fact, some of the strongest people I know have faced the toughest battles. But what sets them apart from other people is that it isn't what they have been through, but it's how they have responded to it. So it's that whole reaction, responding versus reacting. Like they've responded to the things that have been laid out to them and shifted it and to make it positive. So let's start with the victim mindset. And trust me, we have all been there at some point. The victim mindset is where we feel powerless. It's that feeling that life is happening to us, like we have no control. We'll maybe have thoughts like, why does this always happen to me? I can't change because of my past. I'll never get past this. Does any of that sound familiar? Because the victim mindset is designed to keep you stuck. It convinces you that you are powerless, that you and the more you believe it, the more it actually becomes your reality. But here's the truth: you are not powerless. Even when life does feel out of control, there's always something that you can take ownership for. And it is that important part is like the taking the ownership, taking that personal responsibility and asking yourself, how can I change this? How can I make this better? How can I make this work for me? Now that versus a victim mindset, this can absolutely transform your life. I can absolutely hand on heart say that I have been that person who was like the victim with business, with life, with relationships. And I am absolute proof that you can absolutely completely shift that. Because the victim mindset isn't about pretending life is perfect, because it really, really, nobody's life is linear. It's not about pretending that hard things don't happen. It's just about asking yourself in moments, what is this teaching me? What can I control right now? And how can I turn this into my comeback story? People who embrace that kind of mindset will still face challenges, but despite of those challenges, they still choose to rise through them. They take their pain and their struggles and all of the setbacks that life throws at them, and they make a decision that they will make sure that this will make them stronger. So I know this mindset shift firsthand as someone who has faced my own struggles. From emotional abuse, from losing all my identity. And I know what it's like to feel like a victim. And that's why whenever I talk about emotional abuse and I talk about like narcissism and all that sort of stuff, I really, really make sure to make it clear that I don't want to be classed as a victim in that scenario. So when people say to me, I'm really, really sorry that happened to you, I'm like, no, actually, I am so grateful for it because without it, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be doing the work that I'm doing. I wouldn't be here speaking on this podcast. And I say that very often. And that in that moment, I had to make a decision. Like, this can be my story, or this can be shape me into what my story is going to become. Like, I can use this pain and turn it into purpose, or I can just kind of sit in this victim mindset with like, oh, this happened to me, so I'm not worth anything. This is all I'll ever be, all that sort of stuff. But here's what I learned. The moment I stopped asking why me and started asking what now, everything changed. So instead of staying in that story that really, really hurt me, I began writing a new story of resilience and growth and power. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this stuff, because I know that you can too. I know that anybody who's in the position that they're in, where they feel that stuck, they feel a bit like a victim, you absolutely can shift that. You absolutely can come out the other side. So how do you shift it? That's really, really important to highlight this and to speak about this. It's not easy. It really isn't easy. It's not a quick fix. It's not a click your fingers and it's all wonderful. It's not a pretending. It takes time. So recognizing straight away that it is going to take time is really, really important. And it's going to take moments of falling back into that mindset. And sometimes I still do it from time, very, very, very rarely, but from time to time, I need to catch myself out. So step one, I would say, really is awareness. Notice what you're saying to yourself inside. Notice that inner dialogue. Are you blaming circumstances? Are you doubting your ability to change? Are you blaming other people? Are you making excuses? Awareness is your absolute first step to breaking free. Number two, reframe it. So when you do catch yourself in that victim thought, pause, take a minute, and reframe it. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What's one small step I can take right now? What's just one? Just one thing is going to move me forward instead of keeping me stuck. Number three, I would say, is action. Empowerment comes from action. One small decision, whether it's setting a boundary, whether it's starting a morning routine, whether it's choosing self-care, that reminds you that you're in control. So whatever that may be, the action can be anything that's very, very relevant to you and your circumstance, your story, your journey. Taking action and not waiting to be confident enough to do so. Because I like something I always have in pretty much all of my presentations is it takes courage. Doesn't take confidence. You need the courage first. And once you've got the courage to step in, but when you not when you've got the courage, because it's something that you just need to step in and do and take action. But when you do step in and take action and have that courage, that the confidence comes on the other side of it, because it builds that trust within yourself. It builds that understanding that actually that wasn't as scary as I thought it was. Actually, I am capable of doing this. Actually, I can believe in myself a little bit more. So this wee episode was short but sweet. I don't think it needs to be any more than what it is. But again, like anything, if there's anything, like please reach out. If you feel that you are stuck, if you feel that you do need a little bit of guidance, please, please, please reach out. But here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. You can't always control what life throws at you, but you can control how you respond. And that response is what is going to define you, whether you stay stuck as a victim or rise as a victor. And I would also say, quite often in the last few weeks, I have said to people, I think this might have been last week's episode, I can't remember, but like the same goes for people. So let that whole let them scenario, like the same goes for people. You cannot control other people, but you can control yourself. You can control how you respond to it. You can control how you react. So today I challenge you to reflect. I want you to ask yourself, where in my life am I stuck in a victim mindset? And the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what is one small step, just a small one, I can take to step into my power? So where in my life am I stuck in a victim mindset? And what's one small step I can take to step into my power? Because the truth is, the most powerful version of you, the one that's stronger, wiser, and more unstoppable, she is already within you. You just need to choose to set her free. So if this episode has resonated with you at all, I would love to hear your thoughts. Message me, share your story, or tell me one way that you're stepping into your victor mindset this week. Until next time, keep rising, keep going, and remember that you are stronger than you know. Have a magical, magical day. See you soon.